friends. I'm calling this this interview in my name, Las Vegas Part 2. There's so much more to come with Cardinal Simone from the Worldwide Exorcism, which Karen and I were talking. We really believe it worked and it's opening doors. So it's gradual. And then he was at the cathedral with the auxiliary bishop there. And then Karen, take us from there. What did he bless? Who gave permission so that people hear this and recognize how difficult it is for these things to be given? Tell us what's happening now and what's coming tomorrow.
Well, 1,400 people came. They heard it on this show. A lot of people heard it from this show. Thank you, Uniquely Mary. So anyway, it was very incredible because afterwards we went into a center and he prayed over everybody and he did the blessing of exorcism. And it was through the permission of the church. And so what happened today was something different. He was invited to go to the mayor's office, Mayor Yardley. And
is she Catholic or is she?
No. He's Jewish. She's Jewish. And they shared beautiful words together. And then afterwards, I said, would you like him to pray over your people, the people of Las Vegas, for a blessing? And she said, I would love that. And so we went to the balcony. He blessed holy water, exorcised it, and blessed the people of Las Vegas. And you know the legality of exorcisms and the devil and Satan. Well, he wants you to go to head of household, and she was the head of household. We went to the very top. So the stream of grace flowed out to the people. So we will see what will happen now. So later on, Sandy and I went to eat dinner, and on our way back, we went in an Uber. And the guy was Catholic. He asked us what we were doing there. We told him. He goes, oh my gosh, I couldn't explain why I had this profound peace inside of me. And I was like, oh, there you go. There, that's fruit, immediate fruit. Yes. And we could do this everywhere in America.
That is incredible. You know, because, I don't even know if I would have thought of that, the importance of that, it's almost like I love living in Houston, but for that moment, I envy the people of Las Vegas that you got that, because we pray that that door opens in many other cities, that yes. Head of the city says yes, maybe even if they don't understand, but it's, if the yes is given, the graces can flow.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Especially in the cathedral.
Yeah. You know? That's incredible. So where does he go from here? What's happening? So today it's Monday, July 21st. Tomorrow, Feast of St. Mary Magdalene. What's happening? Powerful saint, significant saint for the city of Las Vegas because of her sins. You know, maybe she's interceding. She knows what's going on.
He turned into a great saint. Exactly. From great sinner to great saint. So we're still here and everybody's invited to Our Lady of Las Vegas. And it's at 2 o'clock? No, 2:30. We start with prayers at 2:30. And then afterwards we'll have the mass and then he'll do the prayers of exorcism on the people. So you are welcome. I hope everybody spreads this like you did with the cathedral, because they're never packed like that. And they were completely packed. People were going upstairs. And they said, once it reaches that, there's 1,000 people. So they were filing in. They wouldn't stop. It was beautiful.
That is amazing. You know, what's interesting is when Jesus began his preaching ministry, the cities that he went to were important. He, and you have to like study all the geography. He went to this particular city, I forget which one it was, where it's kind of like that's where the faith began being lost and they went over to paganism. So it's like he's like, I want to go to where we lost the battle first. So I think the fact that he went from Newark to Las Vegas, almost like he went to the most sinful city, the most unlikely, as if I want to reclaim this city and maybe make it the holiest city in the United States.
Amen. Amen.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
I wish he would go to the state capitol. Let's pray about that. Let's tell the people to pray about that.
Yes. Yes. At the end of this video, we'll ask that the souls in purgatory to intercede that he go to the state capitol, and then that some sort of meaningful kind of a, you know, tour happens with each different state, wherever it's meaningful, wherever it is that prayer is needed. So then tomorrow, July 22nd at 2:30 PM Las Vegas time.
Yes. In Our Lady of Las Vegas.
Our Lady of Las Vegas. And more things, many more things to come.
Yes. Bring your salt, your water, your oil, and he'll bless that and exercise that too. Wonderful. We need it in our households.
Wonderful. So Karen, let's do a prayer. And I'll link at the end of this video the homily that he gave. I'll link it. It'll be from your channel, the homily that he gave at the cathedral. It's translated. It's like about 20 minutes long. I heard like at least half of it. Beautiful, beautiful encouragements for all of us to hear.
Amen. Amen.
So let's pray that St. Gertrude prayer for the souls in purgatory. And then doing so, we in our hearts, we ask them to pray for all of these things that are happening.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. Holy souls in purgatory, open the doors for all the cities in this country, especially beginning there in Las Vegas, Nevada, for Cardinal Simone, and God bless this work of Karen and John Leaps and all of us involved in this. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. My friends, let me also throw this out there. Support John Leaps and everything that they're doing, because some of these things, there's some cost involved. Pray for them, support them, but especially with your prayers. And we will be keeping you up to date as soon as we can with each kind of different place that he visits. We'll see you in the next one.